We are learning Masechta Sivamis Tav Tzadik Chesem and Aleph. We are starting three lines from the top of Tzadik Chesem and Aleph. We just learned, Rav Machoikis, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Acha, if a ger is allowed to marry his brother's wife, it's Machoikis, according to Rav Sheshes also, because he'd get mixed up with Yisrael, and according, even though they're not really related, it could be the two brothers, because they're a ger, they're a cotton Janela dummy. So according to Rav Sheshes, it's also according to Rav Acha and Yaakov, it is mutter. Now, there's different versions of this machloikis. We saw two lashonis. Either they're arguing dafka when it's mina'av and mina'aim, when the brother is mina'av and mina'aim, or Rav Acha but mina'aim, Rav Acha agrees that it's also, or even Rav Acha even agrees that even when it's mina'aim, it is also. It's mutter because it's ger. It's a katan. Ger is a guy called Shneur Dami. Now we also saw a brisa. We try to bring right from a brisa, and that's what our Gemara is going to have a zaytik discussion on it. A few lines on the brisa we just learned that was trying to bring a raya. The brisa it said if you have two brothers that are twins that are gerim, it means they're born twin goyim. They're born as twins. Then they both become gerim. It says lecholtzim lemiyavim ve'in chayavim shem eshesach. They're not chayav eshesach. And then it says but if it was Hiras and Shleb Kedusha, Ledos and Bekedusha, then Lechosel Yavim and Avachayam Shemeshach. But if they were conceived Shleb Kedusha, which means the father is going to be, the father's Kayach here is a guy, and then they're born after the mother's Yid, so these two children are Yidin, then the Lachay is the Chayim Shemeshach Minaim. So the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Hod Omar Rabbanon, in Avla Mitri. Three lines from the top. Omar Rava, Hod Omar Rabbanon, in Avla Mitri. That's what we say, Mitzri is lavdaf, means for goyim. There's no av for goyim. That means by a goy, we don't go basar av. Loitema, don't say the reason is shatuf vizima. Don't say the reason is because they are shatuf in znus. They usually do znus, and therefore we don't know if this is really the father. That's why we don't go basar the father. We know it's the mother. We don't know if it's the father. The loyadiyah. Av yadiyah, chashinim. Let's say he knew for sure that they had the same father, then you would be chashish for the av. So don't say that. Because El Dafil Yadiyah Nami Lechashinim, even if you know for sure who the father is, you're not Choshish for the Zera Av. What's the Raya? We just learned here, the Shnei Achim Tu'umim, the Tipa Achas, when you have two brothers who are twins, we know for sure they have the same father. No Chash Nos here, you can't have twins with two different fathers. They definitely have the same father. The Tipa Achas, you have Nechloshtayim, split into two. Viktani Sefer, Lechol Tzolviyavmin. And it says in the middle case before the Sefer that there's no Chalitza and no Yibam. Even though they're both Yidin, they're born as Yidin because the mother was a Yid B'Shas, the birth. But since it's Hiras and Shlev Kedusha, so the father was a Goy, so therefore there's no Yibam. Why not? They have the same father. Teretz is, a Goy is not considered a Yichus. The Yichus of a Goyish father is not called a Yichus. Shmamino afkuri afkere rachmano lazari. The Torah was mafker the zera. The chesiv, it says in the pasuk about the goyim, basar chamayrim besarim. The basar considered the basar of donkeys, but zirmas susim zirmasam. And the zera is considered a zera susim, which we know it doesn't have any yichus. So it's really exerts a kosev that there's no yichus of the av of a goy. Now the reason why I don't bring a raya from the first case in the brisa before, because there they were pashta goyim that became gerim. So there it's not a raya because there the reason why there's no yibum is because it's considered a gerishin eskay katan shnei ladami. But in the sefer where they were born as yidden, so there they're considered both born Jews. So why don't you have yibum? Teretz is because the father's yich is not considered father. They're not considered brothers from the father because a goyish zera is not considered yichus. So we're going back to our machlokes now, Rav Acha and Rav Sheshes, if a ger is allowed to marry his brother's wife. Toshma Adam Rav Yesi, Maisa ben Niftayim Ager. There was a story with the ger, his name was Niftayim. Shinosa Eishes Achim Imoy. He had a brother from his mother's side, and he married his brother's wife. And they said, "Ain ishus lager." There's no ishus fager. Afraid the Gemara when those words don't make so much sense. No ishus fager. Well, a ger the kaddish. How can I have tafsir of a kedushin? Why if a ger gives kedushin doesn't work? No ishus fager. So what does that mean? Ain ishus lager. No, the Gemara says like this. This is what Racham meant. Elaima ain iser ishus ach lager. There's no iser ishus ach fager. My love, aren't we talking about the nosva ach kishu ger that the brother married his wife after he was a yid already? And what do you see? That you have here his brother Mi'imoy, who goes ahead and gets married, and now he divorces his wife. His brother let him marry his wife. Why? So must be, you have to say, that we say Gerish is Gai Kosh Neodami. So this is a kasha on Rav Sheshes, and if it is first Lashon, it's a kasha on Rav Acha as well, because the first Lashon said that everyone agreed that if it's Mina'im, that Lekuli Amalei Pligi, that it's also. So it's a kasha on Rav Sheshes, if you both Lashonis, and a kasha on Rav Acha, if you the first Lashon. Because it's Mashma over here, that you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, even though it's saying the brother's from the mother. The case here was that his brother was married to that woman. He married her when he was a guy. And after he became a yid, he did not have beer with her, so she never became his wife after he became a yid. So she never really was her brother's wife, because her brother was a guy for Shas when they married. So, Freyta Gemara, if that's the case, what's the chiddush then? We're saying that he married his brother's wife, and this was his brother from his imoy. He married his brother's wife, but that was his brother's wife from when he was a guy. There was no kiddush in there. What's the chiddush? And for the Gemara, maybe he's making gzeira, otu, that when he's a guy, it should be osur, because when he's a ger, there'll be an isser. Kamash law, no. And remember, even Kishu Ger, that would be Usr, according to Rav Sheshes, or according to Rav Acha in the first Lashon, would only be a Gzeiro also, Usr Lachlufi B'Yisrael. Because Midda Raisa, if two Gerim, even after they become Gerim, they marry wives, the brother's not also to his brother's wife. Why not? Because really, they're not related. Two brothers are not related in Midda Raisa, because they're both like new Katanim. But like upon him, so you have a Havamina, they make Gzeiro Lachzeiro, have a Havamina that if his wife, what he had when he was a guy, should be also auto for the wife of Kishuagar. Kamash Mullah, no. Toshima, Charbing, not right. The Omar Ben Yassin said over a story. When I went to the lands in the sea, went far away, I found a ger. Shanosa Ashus Ochav Ima. I found a ger that was married to his brother's wife. Marty Loy, asked them, Bani, me Hershacha, who let you do that? Amali, Hare Isha Ushnevanea. You know that lady and her seven children? And by that lady and seven children, which are Gerim, there, the some of the sons are married to the brother's wives. And Rav Akiva said on this bench, Va'omar, Shnei Dvarim, he said two things. First of all, he paskin about that Ishan Shiva Banel. He said, Ger, no you say Eish Zach Vimai. First of all, he paskin that a Ger can marry the wife of his brother, even though it's his brother from his mother. And a brother from his mother is really his brother. Va'omar, and Rakiva said a second thing, that it says by Yoina, we know from after Yoina, the story of Yoina, it says, Vahi Dvar Hashem al Yoina Shainis, Leymar, and we darshin Shainis Dibra Vimai, Shchino, Shishli Dibra Mishchino. That Hashem only spoke to Yoina twice, not a third time. So it gives us two unrelated memories. One was the Ger Nois the Isha Zach Mi'imai, and that's Pshat the Isha Shtevanah, and that's what this Ger is answering Ben Yassin. Ben Yassin called out the Ger and said, "Hey, how are you married to your brother's wife?" He said, "What do you mean? You know the story Isha Shtevanah?" And there, Rekiva was allowed that. Rekiva allowed that. And another thing Rekiva also said was regarding the pasuk by Yoina, Ketanim Mias. So that Akara story. So Ketanim Mias, what does it say over here? Ger noisei eishes achav imai. A ger can marry his brother's wife from his mother's side. So you see that a ger, so it's a kasha on Rav Sheshes, and it's a kasha on Rav Acha for your first lashon. My love, the nosva achiv kishu ger. Didn't he marry after he was a Yiddish person? He married kishu ger. He married his wife after he's a yid. And they are brothers with the mother, and you see, he married his brother's wife. And this ger married her while he was a guy. That was the brother, and he didn't have bia after he became a ger. And now he got divorced, and the brother married her. The brother married her because it wasn't a real marriage. It was a guy. It was married to a guy. So for the mother, she was a married man. What's a chiddush? No. Kamash Lon, you don't make a gzeirah. Now the Gemara has a exact question on the story. The story was that Ben Yassin went to the Krach Yam, he found this ger, he called him out on it, and the ger says, what do you mean? I have a story, Isha Shnevenel, and Rekiva Paskin like this. So break the Gemara, Viva Heaven, this ger is Nemam, V'amarav Abba Amarav Hunamarav, Kol Tam T'chachom Shemar HaLocha Ba, any Tam T'chachom was saying over HaLocha for years, so Im Koydem Maisa Amra, if he says the Maisa before the story that happened to him, Shemuloi, V'am Lav, Im Shemuloi, if the Talmud Chacham has a Maisa that the Talmud Chacham has a Maisa that he did something, and he asked him, what's Pshat? He says, oh, I have an Eidus, say Eidus Shem Rav Akiva, this happened. You're not believed, because after you did it already, you're sticking the game with Dava. It's only if you said it before the Maisa. So here it sounds like Ben Yassim went over to the Ger and said, what's going on? The Ger said, wait a minute, I have a story from Rav Akiva. So the Chari is not believed, because you're not believed to say you have a story of Rav Akiva, it's after the Maisa, after you called him out on it. So one of the three truths. One Teretz is about the same Moira Ubahaya. Hitaka used to say this halacha. He said over the story before already. He used to say this halacha before this guy. So therefore, what he didn't say it now because of the smaisa, he said it before. That's one Teretz. Teretz number two. By the same from the Kama Reisha Shevenaha. He's saying it over with a story, and by a story, it's a Epshel of Rurei. He says everyone knows about the story. So here he's saying it with a story. So he's that one. By the same a third Teretz Shani Halcha the Kama Maisa Achrinim Bahada. The third shot is because he's saying the other memra from Rav Akiva about the Yoina Amita, about the Nevuah of Yoina. Like Rashi explains, look at Rashi from by Yisema, he says, the Yoina ben Amita Bado, this is that story with Yoina ben Amita, Umigu, the Mehemen Aha, Mehemen Aha, Migu, Yedeman, this, Yedeman, this also, and the current of Re'emes, Re'achat, Kiblam, looks Emes, he said them both together. Like upon him, Ad Kana story. Now the Gemara goes back to Rav Akiva's second thing he said about Yoina. Omamar. By he dvar Hashem el Yoina Shenis Lamar, it says in the pasuk by Yoina, it says Shenis, and Rekiva Darshan Shenis de Rima Shchina Shishloi de Rima. He didn't have a nevuah after that. Break the Gemara of Aksiv. It says the pasuk in Malachim by Yeravam ben Yoyosh. It says in the pasuk by he dvar Hashem who heishiv as Gvul Yisrael. This Yeravam ben Yoyosh, he returned the borders of Klal Yisrael, Mulavi Hamas at Yom HaRava, Kedvar Hashem HaShadibah V'yad Avda Yoyin HaBamita HaNovi, just like the Novi Yoyin said that will happen. So you see, the Yoyin was, had Nevuah, did have Nevuah again later on. So why are you saying he never had Nevuah again? He didn't have Nevuah again. So Gemara has two terutzim. Omer Avina Al Iske Nimvei Ka'amar. Al Iske Nimvei, there's no more Nevuah. But not he had other nevuahs, which on Iske Nimveh is no nevuah. And Taisa speaks out, there'll be a Havamina, there'll be a third nevuah on Nimveh, because you find in the days of Nochum, they went back like a kulam. When times of Noyayin did tshuva, they went back like a kulam, you think there'll be a nevuah later on. So there's no nevuah, that's what it means. Shainis by Legavi Nimveh. Nachum Yisrama, Hachakama. There was talking no nevuah again. What does it mean to hear Kedvar Yayin? Kedvar Hashem Shibibiyar Avdoy Hanavi. Kashem should have back on Nimveh Mirah L'Toyva, just like by Nimveh, they did Tshuva Mirah L'Toyva. Kach may Rav Ben Yoyosh Nefach Lam Yisrael Mirah L'Toyva. The same thing when we're saying the pasuk is Hashem that says Yeravam returned the borders Meretz Yisrael and says Kedvar Hashem Ashdibi Yad Avda Yoyna. It just means like this, just like by Yoyna's days, Hashem switched from Nimveh from Ra L'Toyva. Same thing by Yeravam, Hashem switched the fortunes of Klal Yisrael, Mirah L'Toyva. Rashi Malachim says Pshat is because now they had bigger boundaries and they felt better about themselves. That's what Yeravam did. The Marashah brings a little different Pshat. The Marashah brings down that later on in the Psukim, it says in Malachim that after that, that there was a certain Ruach Hashem that was Toiv for Klal Yisrael. That's what it means, Nefach Harol L'Toyva. That's how the Marashah learns. Mashal brings down, first pasuk, he says in the pasuk, Kira Hashem es oni Yisrael, v'lo yidibra Hashem limchois, v'yishiyem biyad. That's the Mashal brings down, that's Mara l'tayva.